Episode 36, Recommendation Responses 1515 through 1944. Response 1515. Bring Latin Mass and music back. Response 1516. All the above. Response 1517. All of the above. Response 1518. All of the above. Refresher Catechism for Adults Before the Mass. Response 1519. All of the above. Response 1520. All of the above. Response 1521. Mass must be offered ad orientem. Otherwise, the posture of the priest during Mass must be offensive to God. Whoever speaks to someone about something important while his back is turned to him, and it's misleading to the people in the pews by making it appear that the priest is speaking to them. Response 1522. All the above, and return the tridenten without reservations. Response 1523. Does everyone, the entire participants at Mass really gone to confession? I say this because I see people go just to receive because they don't know what to do when with a friend go to confession. I don't receive when I know I am not worthy and need to go to confession. Response 1524. All of the above. Response 1525. Embrace the TLM. Response 1526. Teach the people to not talk, fellowship, in the church before and after Mass. Silence and reverence before the tabernacle are imperative. Response 1527. All of the above. Response 1537. As orientum worship plus greater reverence. Response 1538. Ad orientem. Response 1539. It's not one, and I don't exclusively go to the Latin Mass, options didn't fit me, but it is primary. It's an all-around constellation. Primarily treatment, which altar rails, communion on the tongue, and many of the other things support. EMHC are not helpful, we treat the most sacred thing like a flyer, people will think of it similarly. Liturgy, architecture, discipline, 915 etc., support and point to the meaning. It's really a crisis of leadership so that all these things support the teaching, has to be lived and sheep need to be lead. Excuse typos, on my phone. Response 1540. Restore the Mass to the Tridenten Rite exclusively, abolish the Novus Ordo. Response 1541. Say the traditional Latin Mass exclusively. Response 1542. Ad orientem. How can they believe if the priest spends the whole Mass with his back to Christ? Response 1543. Phase out the Novus Ordo, return to pre-1962 liturgy. Response 1544. Go back to traditional, 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 15, Mass preferably all Latin 1 hour reverent worship, otherwise I guess vernacular fine but at least one Latin weekly. Response 1545. Put the tabernacle directly behind the altar and consecration done ad orientem. Response 1546. All of these are important. Response 1547. Teach and receive kneeling on the tongue. Response 1548. Promote TLM attendance. Response 1549. Increase access to the extraordinary form of the Mass. Response 1550. This is a case of all of the above. Bishops, priests and laity need to work together to do all of the above. Response 1551. All of the above and encourage the Latin Mass. Response 1552. All of these. Which, upon an honest inspection, would be accomplished with TLM emphasis, if not solely required. Response 1553. Offer the traditional Mass. Response 1554. Expand the access to the TLM in every city or the very least in every deanery. Response 1555. Focus outward, not inward. Show Jesus to others, we will find him in the Eucharist. As St. John Chrysostom said, if we do not find Jesus in the beggar at the door, we will not find him in the chalice. Response 1556. All of the above, but with catechizing, hopefully error would topple. Response 1557. All of the above. Response 1558. Can't choose one. Numbering 1 to 6, 1, 2, 6, 3, 4, 5. Response 1559. Bring back the Latin Mass. They changed it to NO before they could change it back to. All answers will be solved. Response 1560. All of the above plus abolish the novice ordo. Response 1561. Allow full access to traditional Latin Mass everywhere. Response 1562. With respect, end female altar servers, female lectors, ELMHCs. Response 1563. Ad orientem posture. Response 1564. Truly, each of these listed are equally number one to me. Response 1565. Educate Catholics with the miracles of Jesus. We have a new Eucharist miracle video each month, and it has been eye-opening to see the eye. All cases the heart is still bleeding. Spiritual development of kids, in 8th grade to 12th grade is also needed. Like Christian awakening, topic, include comments on transubstantiation and Eucharistic miracles in every homily. Response 1572. Encourage the Eucharist, the way to develop our personal relationship with Christ. Response 1573. All need to be done. Response 1574. Kill the novice ordo. Response 1575. Eliminate lay Eucharistic ministers, and only allow priests to distribute communion, noting that even deacons don't have consecrated hands will/should/might re-establish the importance and significance of the vocation of the priest in our lives. Response 1576. Most of these actions will help. Response 1577. Accept that the Protestant novice ordo religion is not the true Catholic faith. Resign your position if you do not renounce the novice ordo religion. Without fear of losing your non-profit status, publicly excommunicate all Catholic politicians in your diocese who support abortion. Response 1578. Altar, priest and all parishioners face Jesus, ad orientem and receive kneeling on tongue. Response 1579. Move the tabernacle to the center, and let us receive on our tongues while kneeling. Response 1580. Expand the TLM everywhere. Believe and act like you believe the Catholic faith. Response 1581. Ban, rather than discourage, receiving communion in the hand. Response 1582. None. Response 1583. I would like to select every single one of these answers with one edit. Extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion are needed for extraordinary circumstances. Although the Mass is extraordinary, it is not the circumstance in which this ministry should be used. If regular Sunday Mass takes more time because only ones with the sacrament of holy orders distribute Holy Communion, then so be it. Enough with rushing through our liturgy and prayer time with Christ present in the Eucharist and at that point, literally in our body. God bless you and thank you for creating this survey. Response 1584. Use the Roman Canon, enforce Canon 915, move tabernacles back to the front and center in parish churches, no versus populum mass. Response 1585. Get rid of the Latin at St. Mars Charlevoix. Response 1586. All of the above end show that you believe by never allowing any disrespect towards the real presence regardless of who is doing it. God demands adoration. He is Lord and King and we should respond as such. Response 1587. All of the above. The pastor is key. If he believes, his parishioners will believe. Response 1588. Eliminate communion in the hand and extraordinary ministers. Response 1589. Offering the Mass ad orientem, at the very least during the liturgy of the Eucharist. Then encourage the practice of receiving the Eucharist on the tongue while kneeling. Those two things alone would make an enormous impact. Lex orandi, lex credendi. Response 1590. Bring back altar rails, this way you will receive on the tongue while kneeling, and it will eliminate extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. Response 1591. Eliminate extraordinary ministers, catechize the faithful, and encourage the practice of receiving the Eucharist on the tongue while kneeling. Response 1592. TLM. Response 1593. Receiving while kneeling on tongue along with receiving from priest is mutually important. They should not be separated. Response 1594. Received by the priest on your kneeling and on the tongue only. Response 1595. Calling the Mass a sacrifice, not a celebration. Kneeling and genuflecting when proper. Receiving Eucharist on the tongue at an altar rail. Enforcement of cell phones during Mass. Teaching us when to stand, sit, kneel during the services. Extending hands when only the priest should. Kneeling before the tabernacle when crossing in front of the presence. Why doesn't the church already know these things? ANS. The upper levels of our church are conspiring with the devil. Response 1599. It has been said that in order to fill the pews a priest must fill the confessional. Response 1600. Demonstrate their belief in the true presence by installing altar rails in all their churches and offering only communion on the tongue while kneeling. Response 1601. Liberate the TLM. Response 1602. Latin Mass. Response 1603. Move the sign of peace to the start of Mass, so we're not turning our backs on the Eucharist, sitting on the altar. Then sit back up once he is in repose, to make absolutely clear why we kneel. Response 1604. Say the St. Michael prayer after Mass. Banned in my province. Response 1605. Don't do surveys like this. Response 1606. Catholics do not emphasize the Bible anywhere near enough, relying much more on tradition and magisterium. Nowhere in God's Word does it say a priest or anyone else can turn a host and wine into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus also never said we should pray to dead people. I was brought up Catholic, and never knew they had removed the second commandment of God. Thou shalt have no idols. What a nerve! Catholic Church has done so much corruption of God's Word. And despite what they say now, I know how I was taught to pray to the saint, not asking the saint to go to God with my request. Jesus Christ is the one mediator between God and man. I pray regularly for God to send His Holy Spirit of revival upon the Catholic Church and have it go back to the Bible for truth. Response 1607. Bishops and priests need to come to faith. Lay people don't believe because the clergy don't believe. Sorry to be harsh, but that's my consistent observation. Response 1608. Return to the traditional Latin Mass period, sack the seminaries, execute the perverts in public. But of course, I know they will not, which is why any one of the recommendations above performed by itself while the rest of the abuse and sin continues as is will not mean anything, in my opinion, simply because the bishops are not serious about this Eucharistic tragedy, sacrilege or the salvation of souls in the least. Response 1609. Communion on the tongue at communion rail given by priest and altar boy assisting using paten to pick particles, those who can kneel should kneel, those who can't kneel should stand. Response 1610. Inform those attending of Peter's chair occupants' abandonment of the Catholic faith beginning with Roncalli, and including Montini, Luciani, Wattola, Ratzinger, and Bergoglio. Response 1611. All of the above. Response 1612. All of the above. Response 1613. All of the above and stop all the socializing in the church. Response 1614. All of these. Please get rid of the constant reminders that there are perverts lurking in your ranks, it's horrible and traumatizing. In every church, something is posted about unchecked clergy sexual problems, where to report, reminder that these people are allowed to remain as shepherds, until the problem exposes and bankrupts the diocese. Can't feel comfortable. Ever. Get rid of the sick and depraved pamphlets, wall postings, reminders in the bishop's corner of bulletins that you, or your kid will be molested by someone, at church or at school, abused or trafficked. Maybe the person was at church to heal from these things, not have the issue reinforced, out of context. What if the same effort went into teaching people why we need to be there? Encourage traditional catechism, no more environmental worship. Keep the indoor environment comfortable, use proper heating and air conditioning, because to turn it off, is a reminder that the environment is now a priority, instead of helping people be in a peaceful setting for church or adoration. If you have a Latin parish, visit. Very orderly, reverent, military precision, excellence. Petition Rome to allow the pre-55 Holy Week, very educational, designed to explain and convert. No more feminization of church, poor, Protestant or inappropriate music, drives people away. Females at the altar drive away men, boys and vocations, and put all involved into unnecessary situations of temptation. Reminder to all, especially dads with girls, and ladies, on dress, cover up, Vatican standards. More public processions. Restore your Latin parishes, create more, because they are the most fecund. More visibility from bishops to make our positions clear. Strong, forward leadership needed, not just reactionary. Public acts/opportunities for reparation. Masses at abortion clinics/van mass. Make an impact on your communities, the bishops are mostly invisible, little impression or impact on the church or larger public. Re-establish public Catholic identity. Response 1615. Make confession available before Mass. Response 1616. Return altar rails. Response 1617. Eliminate the Novus Ordo Mass completely, offer the Tridentine Mass exclusively and return to the Holy Catholic Faith completely without reservations of any kind. Response 1618. I come from an extremely vibrant parish. Our parish was one of the parishes visited by the Eucharistic Congress on their way to Indiana. We celebrate the Novus Ordo Mass. Our parish holds 1,500 parishioners and most masses are packed on Sunday. Our daily masses are extremely well attended. I attribute that to our 24/7 adoration chapel. I feel this survey is conveying that only those who participate in the Latin Mass have a true love of our Lord in the Eucharist. That is not true. Our vibrant Novus Ordo parish is proof of that. Response 1619. All of the above. Response 1620. Really, all the above is the recommendation to the bishops. Response 1621. Observe TLM and live the mass. Response 1622. That they act and live showing that he really comes first. Response 1623. Allow the TLM in every parish. Invite people to come and they will see the love lavished on our Lord because he is on the altar. Response 1624. All of the above, please. Response 1625. We find our commonality in the sacrifice of Christ made present in the Mass. Response 1626. Two of the above catechize, encourage reverence. Latin and TLM is not the answer as it does not guarantee the preceding. Response 1627. All of the above. Lack of belief in both priests and people makes me weep. My former parish changed pastor and it went downhill. I was at Mass daily until it got so bad I refused to dishonor my love our Lord with attendance. Both bishops and priests are the major blame for lack of belief. Thank you for trying. Sister Marie. Response 1628. All of the above as listed to improve the understanding of what it means to be part of the Roman, Latin, Rite just like the Eastern Rite. Response 1629. Facilitate more traditional Latin Masses in our diocese. Response 1630. None of these actually describe why beliefs have changed, this is putting clothes on a pig. When the Church confronts the actual issues that have killed belief, then belief in Church doctrine will return. Anything else is advancing personal political agenda and aesthetics. This survey does not want to examine actual issues and instead clearly wants the issue to be the NO versus TLM. This leaves the survey flawed and meaningless. The questions are leading and not actually curious about why belief has changed. Response 1631. All of the above. Father Donald Galloway gives a great talk on the Eucharist. Response 1632. Parish priests need to be less afraid of teach the people that Christ is God, not someone to trifle with. Response 1635. Teach people to ask God for the gift of faith. Response 1636. All of these in combination, as none are being done today. Response 1637. All of the above. Response 1638. A thorough catechesis of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Without the Mass, there is no Eucharist. Response 1639. I don't believe you can pick one of the above choices only. I believe all are important. Response 1640. All the above are necessary. Without understanding what you are receiving, what is the point? Response 1641. Encourage every single Catholic to preach and proclaim this as part of the gospel. While the other things are important, particularly kneeling and ad orientem in my opinion, it will only be met with resentment if it is not driven home that this belief is essential and is good news, and is what God wants you to know about. Response 1642. Return to the traditional Latin Mass. Response 1643. I didn't want to choose only one answer. I think answers hashtag 2, 3, 4, and 5 are good answers too. Response 1644. It is so hard to pick just one, but if the bishops don't take a stand and let public officials take communion although they reject the teachings makes it hard to believe in the real presence. The weakness of our bishops and pope is truly unbearable and unbelievable. Response 1645. All the above. Response 1646. Enforce liturgical reverence and orthodoxy and strict adherence to sacrosanctum concilium unilaterally across the country. In a phrase, make liturgy beautiful again. Response 1647. All of the above. Response 1648. All of the above are too critically important and all of these must be done. Response 1649. Catholic education is sadly lacking. Just frequently remind people that they are receiving the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Response 1650. Ban the Novus Ordo Mass and reinstate the Latin Mass. Response 1651. Have priest and everyone else by altar set holy example. Response 1652. Total reverence always while in the presence of the tabernacle. Response 1653. Stop the Novus Ordo Mass and return to tradition. Response 1654. Silence the tongues that wag, particularly clergy, for this is where the fires begin, encouraged by social media admins who are looking to sensationalize and judge by gossip childish peeves. Forgotten is the glory that we are members of a kingdom and not some socialistic construct. Jesus Christ is Lord and King. Response 1655. I think catechizing may be the best thing that can be done right now, as long as it is done well and in accord with the Church's teaching. However, I do want to say that in my personal experience, and attested to by a more recent survey, there is not as much of a crisis of belief, but rather I think the way the questions were worded in the Pew survey caused confusion and a lower number than should have been. That being said, increased devotion to the Eucharist is still something that should be strived for, but the worry is more those that don't come to Mass as often, as those who come often by and large believe in the real presence. Response 1656. All the above. Response 1657. I think all the above are critical. Response 1658. Elimination of the Novus Ordo Missi. Response 1659. Not in the hand from priests only. Response 1660. Definitely kneeling and receiving on the tongue, but also not giving to people who openly reject the teachings of the Catholic faith on such topics as abortion and the sanctity of marriage, for example. Our shepherds cannot give mixed messaging. The sheep will fail to follow the mixed messaging and be disenfranchised and leave the church because most clergy in the Novus Ordo are New Age modernists. Including most bishops, reform the clergy and the people will be reformed back to tradition. Response 1663. All of above. Bring back rails and kneelers. Elderly have difficulty getting down and back up on concrete floors. Response 1664. I think the validity of priestly orders is doubtful after VC2 and refrain from the sacraments as a doubtful sacrament is to be seen as no sacrament. That is why my answers may seem confusing. Response 1665. All of the above. Response 1666. Receive only on tongue. Response 1667. Eliminate extraordinary ministers, put back the altar rail and kneel for Holy Communion and speak about it in the homily, not failing to occasionally mention Eucharistic miracles. Have beautiful, traditional or old masters music at communion time. Thank you for asking, Jesus seems to receive so little reverence. Also teach who God is and who we are, so many seem to see God as almighty, so holy etc. time such as Ave Verigum. Response 1668. All the above is really important. Response 1669. Effective and ongoing catechizing per above, but stories of the many miracles should be added in as well. Teaching how to develop a fruitful relationship with Jesus, prayer, reading the scriptures regularly and learning to listen to God speaking with them, etc. etc. Response 1670. Remind them. Response 1671. I believe the bishops are modeling cowardice when they do not denounce well-known Catholics who support abortion and other scandals. Response 1672. Help parishioners develop a personal relationship with Christ based on His love for us. Response 1673. Abandon Vatican II completely and entirely. Response 1674. Withholding communion from people not worthy. Also explaining why communion is not just spiritual or in memory but not in actuality from a biblical perspective. Response 1675. Please allow for a kneeler at communion. My knees make receiving communion difficult without it. Also, the bishop never should have told people not to receive on the tongue during COVID. I heard him refuse people. Response 1676. Catechesis on what is truly happening during the consecration, epiclesis, Christ made present / 1st elevation Christ on cross / 2nd elevation Christ has died / Paul on chalice Christ in the tomb / fraction right mingling of the precious body W / precious blood moment of resurrection / final elevation behold the Lamb of God. Glorified resurrected body of Christ. Teach this to the faithful and then the meaning behind the authentic ritual / armed with this knowledge the faithful will flock to Mass. Response 1677. All of the above. Response 1678. Never close churches or withhold the Eucharist as was done during COVID. That was the test of our lifetime and we failed. Everything else means nothing when the real presence can be withheld for any reason. Martyrdom was completely negated, desecrated, ignored, by withholding the Eucharist. All other considerations are empty if clergy and laity fear public reception of the real presence. Response 1679. Personal example by clergy. Response 1680. All of the above. Response 1681. All of the above. Response 1682. All of the above. Response 1683. Response 1684. The above hit all of the high points, felt to be in need of reverting this problem. Response 1685. All of the above. Catechize and refuse communion to those who reject Catholic teachings, scandalous, but all. Response 1686. All of the above. Response 1687. Make it unequivocally acceptable to do Mass ad orienting, the tabernacle to be placed center again to keep focus on Him, put kneelers out so the elderly can receive while kneeling and get rid of extraordinary ministers unless absolutely needed. And quit allowing public figures reception of the Eucharist while they promote sin publicly. Response 1693. All are important, cannot single out just one. FYI, we attend a parish where Latin Masses are primary but it also offers a weekly Mass in the German language as well as in English. My husband and I attend the German Mass, as he's a native of that country, otherwise, we'd attend the Latin. Response 1694. I agree with all of the above. It was too difficult to choose just one. Response 1695. All of these suggestions come together when there is a return to tradition. The celebration of the TLM brings about reverence and people will respond with wanting to know more and participate in Eucharistic events. Response 1696. All of the above, they all need to happen. Response 1697. Allow woman priests, marriage. Response 1698. Well, reading church history, the lives of the saints, also, may sound silly, but having community, church, gatherings whether it a big dinner or just a social gathering where people can feel a sense of community. Response 1699. Repeal traditions custodes and restore the TLM. Response 1700. All of the above. Response 1701. Help your flock. Response 1702. All of the above by reinstating the TLM and doing away with the NO. Response 1703. Abrogate the Novice Ordo. Response 1704. All of the above. Response 1705. All of the above. Also, make the TLM the mainstream mass, get rid of the Novice Ordo. Response 1706. Eliminate the Novice Ordo mass. Response 1707. All of the above apply. Response 1708. All of the above. Response 1709. This is not a single-pronged solution as the attack was not from a single direction. If even number 1, 2, and 6 occurred, it would still be a huge battle. Just number 2 assumes the priests and bishops hold the belief themselves when in all probability many do not. Response 1710. Teach traditional Catholic doctrine and offer Tridentine Latin Mass only. Response 1711. Fall in love anew with Jesus Christ. Response 1712. All of the above. Response 1713. 1-4 above. Response 1714. Bring back the communion rails. Response 1715. Revitalize the Latin Mass. Response 1716. Dress appropriately for Mass. Response 1717. Tradition and reverence, Catholic used to mean something. Response 1718. All of the above. Only the priest who has received holy orders should be handling the host. Latin Masses are almost impossible to find. Response 1719. All of the above. And also restore the traditional Latin Mass. Response 1720. Repent and sin and no more. Response 1721. All the above. Response 1722. All of the above. Response 1723. All of the above. There's no one issue to fix the issue. Response 1724. All of the above. Response 1725. All of the above. Response 1726. All of the above should be done actually. The bishops must repent of their heresies, apostasy, and above all their cowardly silence in the face of the enemies of the Holy Catholic Church. Response 1735. All of the above are crucial. Response 1736. Return to the original traditional Roman Catholic Latin Mass. Response 1737. All of the above. Response 1738. All of the above. Response 1739. Bring back the altar rails. Response 1740. All of above. Response 1741. All of the above. Response 1742. Return to traditional Latin rite and all of these will be accomplished. Response 1743. All of the above. Response 1744. All of the above. Response 1745. Increase extraordinary ministers. Response 1746. All of the above. Response 1747. If we did the second one, catechize, there would not be a need for all the other options. Response 1748. Receiving on the tongue while kneeling and thanksgiving, and also to all children in CCD classes or schools, along with promoting Eucharistic miracles. Response 1749. Eucharistic miracles are absolute proof of the real presence. Response 1750. All the above are critically important. Response 1751. Inspiration in your clergy and laity devotion. Be witness of unity for your priests, stop giving priests such freedom and little discipline, support your priests, be an active and empathetic listener to priest and laity. Create, and this may need to be visited with canon lawyers, accountability for priests. It is not healthy for anyone to live a life not accountable to anyone. Priests need to be encouraged, supported, and support is not just bravo, support is also gentle correction, guidance, etc. I live praying for vocations and supporting both laity and priests and deacons. I have educated all in greater and lesser degree. My heart really goes out to priests, it is not healthy never to be require 3D to go to things, allowing lone rangers, and no sort of follow-up regarding what priests do and do not do in their parishes. It has always been said a priest, and now permanent deacons, can work as hard as they want and live as selflessly as they want or conversely as little as they want and as selfishly as they desire. That is not a healthy way of life. That is not assisting people to develop and grow in any of the four areas necessary in human formation. This is not a problem in only the Diocese of Fall River, I have seen it in several places. I have a brother and many men who are priests and I have worked with, and for many priests, we are not serving them well by giving them so little support, guidance, ongoing formation, constructive criticism, evaluations. None of this is in place for priests. It is detrimental to their priestly life. We owe them more than our current support. I believe in our priests very much. I do not believe in the current structure of how they can LVV their priesthood and pastoral duties. I am indebted to the priests and bishops who have helped my own spiritual growth and formation. I have jaded formation of then Bishop Sean O'Malley, who trusted me but also respected me enough to mentor and guide me. I would say this of several other priests with whom I have had the privilege of working with. Our priests do also need the respect of guidance, ongoing formation, and some accountability. Accountability is not a bad word. Thank you for this survey. And thank you for all that you will do to follow the Holy Spirit alive and well in our church. Response 1752. All of above. Response 1753. Receiving the Eucharist on the tongue, standing or kneeling, with a paten held under the chin to make sure no particles are dropped, slash emphasizing the true presence in every crumb. Response 1754. Too many choices because more than one is affecting choices, as all selections are not equal. Poor survey. Is not balanced. Encourage the traditional Latin Mass instead of trying to eliminate it. All aspects of the TLM encourage belief in the real presence. Response 1758. There needs to be quiet time after receiving Holy Communion. People who openly reject Catholic teaching should not receive Holy Communion. I go to confession several times a year but not monthly. Response 1759. Atone for the sin of worshipping the fake virus. Response 1760. Communion only on tongue, only from the priest. Need both, not just one. Response 1761. Exclusive traditional Latin Mass and all its glory. Response 1762. All of them mentioned should be a strong recommendation. Response 1763. Dress respectfully, not coming to church half-nude. Response 1764. All of the choices are most important from the bishops. Response 1765. Each one of these is extremely important. Response 1766. All of the above. Response 1767. Eliminate the use of extraordinary ministers of the Holy Eucharist during ordinary circumstances, i.e. Mass. Response 1768. They are all important. They each would increase our reverence. Response 1769. Offer the Holy Mass ad orientem. Response 1770. Eliminate clericalism. Response 1771. Fully employ the traditional liturgy slash rite, TLM. Protect the deposit of faith. Response 1772. Each parish should be holding classes outside of Mass explaining how the Mass explicitly lives Jesus' words. Where did he state, take this bread and eat of it? Why did he say this? Why has it carried on throughout the ages? How shall we live once the precious body and blood is in our bodies? Response 1773. Catechize the faithful on how sin damages our relationship with God and the need to celebrate the sacrament of penance when one is in the state of serious sin. Catechize people about sacrilege. Response 1774. Stop teaching the permitted way to receive and teach the right way that has never been changed. Response 1775. All of the above recommendations. Response 1776. Go back to the Roman Rite. Response 1777. All of the above, please. Response 1778. Reverence starts with the priests. Too many ad-libbing. Treating the Mass like a communal gathering like the Protestants. Ugly churches. Closing down churches instead of addressing the cause of low attendance. Bring back altar rails. We need sermons that catechize. Too many are peace and justice pablum. Response 1779. Pray the rosary with the faithful. Response 1780. All of the above, proper teaching should be followed by the rest of these actions, though the priests need to lead these actions by example. Response 1781. All of the above. Response 1782. I agree w all these choices but only one number one. Response 1783. Give ongoing formation to current priests, helping them to understand their own special purpose in the economy of grace. Teach them to develop a profound love for Christ in the Eucharist and how all of these other things, liturgy, communion on the tongue, Eucharistic processions, etc., all flow from that. We need holy priests, an army of them. Response 1784. So many of these are crucial. Communion rails are needed, receive on the tongue, teach transubstantiation to the congregation, encourage reverence. Events not so important. Response 1785. Encourage receiving Eucharist on the tongue, kneeling or standing. Response 1786. All of the above. Response 1780. Quit allowing people dressed like bums to be Eucharistic ministers and lectors. Response 1799. All the above. Response 1800. All of the above. Response 1801. Better catechism, follow canon. Why is N. Pelosi and J. Biden receiving communion when they support abortion? Reflect reverence better. Response 1802. All of these are great suggestions and many are happening at my parish already, but not at parishes I visit. I would say that receiving on the tongue while kneeling at the communion rail and eliminating EMEs would be a great place to start. Response 1803. Again, we are too worried about keeping older traditions alive than trying to pivot of how to best connect with our community for higher engagement. Response 1804. Question 11. Pre-COVID, I attended Mass, Communion, Eucharistic Adoration at least weekly. But then guidelines changed to NO guidelines during COVID, it seemed everything was arbitrary and left to the sole discretion of the episcopacy, and no two seemed to agree. Response 1805. Act on all abuses to the Mass. Use your authority to properly govern the Church. Stop placating and making deals with the culture. Reject modernism. Response 1806. All of the above. Response 1807. All of these. I don't know which is to be first. We need courage in the leadership of the Church to just change one of these at a time. And keep moving forward to greater reverence. Response 1808. All of the above. Response 1809. Simply return to the use of the Latin Mass and the traditions that surround it. That pretty much covers your list. Response 1810. Increase traditional Latin Mass time offerings. Response 1811. All of the above. Response 1812. Encourage the practice of receiving the Eucharist on the tongue while kneeling from a priest or deacon. Response 1813. I would give all if these number one besides increase Eucharistic events. Response 1814. For the bishops to improve their own belief in the real presence. They, themselves, with all their staff, should do a daily Eucharistic adoration, wish I could. Response 1815. Restore the traditional Latin Mass as the only form of worship. Response 1816. Clergy set example on all of above. Response 1817. Make the Mass holy again. Response 1818. All of these need to be done simultaneously. You are asking the wrong question. It's like saying what makes your house the most clean? 1. Dish 2. Laundry or 3. Bathrooms? And the answer is all of them make the house clean. Stop looking for a quick fix one thing solution. Do them all because it's the right thing to do. Response 1819. Number 1, accept completely ban communion on the hand under pain of excommunication. Response 1820. However, there is not one answer in my opinion. Response 1821. No idea. Response 1822. Bring back communion rails or at the very least kneelers for reception of communion, limit reception to on the tongue and kneeling if one is able to kneel, and eliminate extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. Making all of these necessary changes with much catechesis at the parish level to explain why these changes more adequately reflect the reverence and honor that is due to Jesus who is present in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Response 1823. Be welcoming. Response 1824. Share by example their personal love and reverence for the Eucharistic Lord. Response 1825. Improved guidance from the clergy, i.e. development of your prayer life, functions of clergy, educate, govern and sanctify the laity, and development of your conscience. Response 1826. Abandon all Vatican II teachings and precepts. Return to the faith. Response 1827. Return fully to tradition and offer the Latin Mass only. Response 1828. In order to effect change, the bishops must mitigate the necessity of laity acceptance. All of these recommendations require those two actions on the part of the bishops would publicly, definitively, and in the strongest terms demonstrate to the laity her belief in the real presence. Response 1829. All the above. Response 1830. Encourage a personal relationship with Christ. Response 1831. All of the above. Response 1832. All of the above. Response 1833. Emphasize the traditional view of Holy Communion as such an important moment that it should be done only rarely, not just because we happen to be attending Mass that day. Response 1834. Catechesis of adults and proper disposition for reception of the Eucharist, including what constitutes mortal sin and reception in the state of mortal sin. Response 1835. All of the above. Response 1836. There is no one. Education, reverence, adoration have to go together with the priest being holy himself? Response 1837. Learn the traditional Mass. Response 1838. Bring back the TLM. It is a complete expression of our faith and has all the elements necessary for belief in the true presence. Response 1839. All options are included in the second option, proper catechesis. It therefore seems a false choice to me, except that I would choose the second choice, understanding that it includes all the others. That said, if the clergy are not first and simultaneously catechized, the efforts expended on instructing the laity will be partially, if not largely, undone by clergy saying, "Oh no, we've stopped believing that way/doing things that way/etc.," as continues to occur daily when properly catechized laity suggest more reverent behaviors in their parishes. Response 1840. Become true Christians, followers of Jesus, not denominational. Read the last chapter of Benedict 16, Introduction to Christianity. Response 1841. Stop lying to the laity. The Eucharistic conference had a nun doing hypnosis. And she was crying in her selfish ecstasy. It was creepy. Everyone loves the celebrity priest from Halo and the hired celebrities that have played Jesus. These are people and not saints. I was so shocked and saddened by the revival that ended the conference. I couldn't look at it. The presenters are smug. There was no reverence. Nuns were dancing. How could people believe in the real presence from the show? It was like a mental health conference. Help us, God. Response 1842. All of the above. Response 1843. All of the above. Response 1844. Teach the sanctity of the Eucharist and how parishioners can prepare themselves to receive. Response 1845. All of the above. Response 1846. Read more from the Bible and discuss it in the homilies. I don't identify as a Catholic and have been struggling with this for the last several years. Now identify as a Christian. I am currently looking for a non-denomination church in my area. Since COVID, my eyes have been opened not only to the corruption in our church as well as our money, and I am sick and tired of them asking for money for all of these funds which go to pay off all of these legal bills for these dang gay priests. I have stopped my contributions and am now giving to other charitable organizations. The Catholic Church has been lying to us for centuries and people are waking up. Response 1847. All of the above. Response 1848. All of the above. Thank you. Response 1849. All of these answers are important. Response 1850. Quit driving people nuts with stupid questions. A real Catholic can't be fooled. Response 1851. Procedure when Holy Eucharist is dropped. Response 1852. Educate the laity on Eucharistic miracles. Response 1853. Definitely returning altar rails. Response 1854. Return to the traditional sacraments and correct responses from the laity. Response 1855. Actually, all of the above. Response 1856. From the list above, there is no number one recommendation. All choices above are imperative to improving the belief in the real presence. Response 1857. All of the educate and encourage the faithful to develop their relationship with Jesus, Father God, and the Virgin Mother. Response 1860. All the above. Please. Education very important. Response 1861. More traditional Latin masses. Response 1862. All the above. Response 1863. Most of the above. Response 1864. Eliminate lay ministers, ensure kneeling and on the tongue. Response 1865. Eliminate Novus Ordo Mass and return to the traditional Catholic pre-Vatican Church. Response 1866. All of the above. Response 1867. All of the above. Response 1868. Replace the Novus Ordo with the traditional Latin Mass. Response 1869. All the above. Response 1870. Put altar rails back up, receive on tongue and on knees, refuse Eucharist to pro-abortion politicians. Response 1871. Discontinue Novus Ordo, catechize and return to Tridentine Latin Mass for all. Response 1872. Lift all restrictions on the traditional Latin Mass. Make it available and easy to access throughout the diocese. Returning to tradition is the solution. Response 1873. All of the above are needed. The one item not listed is eliminating priests from preaching and proselytizing Marxism. I've gone toe to toe with multiple priests that believe the Marxism in the goal of every good Catholic. Response 1874. All of the above with the Latin Mass to be offered and made available at more and more Catholic parishes throughout the country. The Latin Mass is our history, our inheritance, our birthright, and our treasure, and it must not be hidden from us or denied to us. Thank you. Response 1875. Too many don't even know the covenant story, and so, they don't know why the Eucharist is important. Response 1876. All of the above. Response 1877. Remove Bergoglio and all unfaithful or cowardly bishops. Response 1878. We already have eliminated EOEM. Response 1879. I would like to kneel for Holy Communion, but at my age, I need to push off on something to stand up. Need a kneeler, like used for the wedding couple. Response 1880. Politics should not interfere with religion. Abortion issue is a legal matter and communion should not be withheld with leaders that are Catholic. Response 1881. All the above are important. In my parish all of the above are done. Only priests give Holy Communion. We have no deacons, no deacon wants to serve at my Atlanta Archdiocesan parish. Atlanta is very liberal but, miraculously we have TLM every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation and both of our priests do the TLM. Response 1882. All of the above. Response 1883. Go back to the traditional Catholic Church. Response 1884. All of the above. Response 1885. All of the above. Response 1886. All the above. Response 1887. All of the above except elimination of EMHC. A refresher of Catholic catechism from the pulpit from time to time. So many have not a clue. Why do most people go to communion and only a few don't? Because absence of state of grace and need for confession. Response 1888. Teach and give out small booklets on the Eucharistic miracles no one knows about. Also, you didn't allow me to explain, I cannot go to Mass as I am disabled, housebound with no car, money, or any living family or friends left. I do attend Mass and Eucharistic devotions all the time through YouTube too. I love my Lord and Savior. Response 1889. Every single one of the above. If I can be a lay person and distribute HC, then why be a priest? Eliminate lay EM, show the deference to the BS, forbid those who don't follow church teaching be properly admonished. Everyone. Response 1890. Catechize on Eucharistic miracles and prefigurements of the Eucharist in Scripture, as well as the Bread of Life discourse. Response 1891. Teaching, abolish the horrific music currently popular in Mass. Devote dedicated parishes in every diocese and archdiocese to traditional Latin sacraments and observance. Response 1893. All of the above. Response 1894. Make the traditional Latin Mass more accessible. Response 1895. Ignore traditionese custodes. For starters. Response 1896. No real opinion. Response 1897. Openly hold and defend the truths of our faith. Faith comes first. Response 1898. Education. Help them by showing them the stories of how priests have seen Jesus's face in the host at adoration, blood on the host, many wonderful stories to show and talk about from the pulpit. Seeing is believing. Response 1899. I believe all of these are necessary, but receiving communion on the tongue while kneeling is most important. Response 1900. All of the above. Response 1901. All of the above. Response 1902. All the above. Response 1903. All of the above. Response 1904. Being back the altar rails for Holy Communion on the tongue given by the priest. Response 1905. Use Byzantine style of divine liturgy. Response 1906. All of the above. Response 1907. More traditional liturgy. Response 1908. Eucharistic adoration for all bishops, priests, laity. Let Jesus fix this mess by convicting hearts put in front of him in silence. 20 years of Eucharistic adoration is a good way to transform any person, diocese, or entire church. Response 1909. If possible, all of the choices here. Response 1910. All of the above. Response 1911. Using hope, education to lay people, more children education and activities, youth and adult retreats, more activities to grow close to Jesus as the Protestants do, explanation on our faith and the importance of the Eucharist to keep our young people engaged. Response 1912. All the above and return to the true Mass of all time. The Roman Rite. The Novus Ordo is not Catholic. Response 1913. I wish that the altar and communion rails were still there. These changes have, in my opinion, have brought about less respect and loss of Catholics. Response 1914. Receive on the tongue and eliminate extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. Response 1915. Remove indult for receiving communion in the hand, install altar rails, and EMHCs only for homebound in areas where a priest can't get to all homes realistically. Response 1916. All the above and especially hashtag 1, 3 and all the above. Response 1917. All of the above, after consecrating Russia to the Immaculate Heart exclusively by the Pope in union with all the bishops as Our Lady asked. Just do it. Response 1918. Actually all of them apply, we've all been poorly catechized. Response 1919. All the above. Response 1920. All of the above. Response 1921. All important, but the third, fourth, and fifth option are the most. Response 1922. More adoration and no extraordinary ministers of communion. Response 1923. Recommend Cursillo, CRHP, or other encounters that make God a real presence. Response 1924. It's hard to pick just one. I broke it down to top three in this order, first one, last one, then fourth one. Response 1925. Make the Mass shorter. Focus on the important elements, do not elongate the Mass for the sake of just spending more time there. Seems like the time is more important than the form or the substance. And I would think that prevents people from going to Mass more often, impossible to go to Mass on a day-to-day basis. Make Mass more reachable, more accessible. Response 1926. Establish perpetual adoration at every parish. If every priest made this their number one priority, we believe in God, do they act like we have the best religion in the world? No. Bishops should mandate priests teach RCIA, bishops should fix church parking, never any. I left one church because they were having mass in a gymnasium. While the last 5 years they were fundraising. I left there. Response 1932. Catechize the faithful at all ages. Response 1933. Cannot decide. Response 1934. Teach people using scripture and modern-day miracles. Then, hold events like adoration or movies that explain the reasons to believe. Arm the faithful. Teach apologetic. Response 1935. All of the above. But to name just one, insisting on reverence and restoring a sense of the sacred at Mass and in the presence of Jesus in the tabernacle. To follow up on a previous question, we are only recently TLM exclusively, so the trauma of bad liturgies is still fresh on our minds, and a major reason for our transition. Response 1936. Receive the Eucharist from a priest while kneeling at a communion rail. Sadly, many churches no longer have them. Response 1937. Get rid of Vatican II and all modernist clergy. Response 1938. Get rid of lay ministers. Forbid contemporary music. Use Latin as is intended. No English. Reference Deuterium's Bible. Response 1939. All the above. Response 1940. I believe it starts with catechizing the faithful, so they know why, but it goes hand in hand with encouraging reverence and receiving on the tongue/kneeling and eliminating Eucharist ministers. Response 1941. Develop a deep prayer life. Response 1942. If priests don't believe, how can we expect people to believe? Response 1943. All of the above. Response 1944. Return to the 1962 Missale Romanum, or perish.